producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Is it Ali or Ollie?
Ali. How are you, Dr. Joy?
I'm good, Ali. How are you?
Thank you very much. First time caller, long time listener. Thank you for your show.
Well, thank you for calling. How may I help you?
I'm a full-time... I'm a full-time employee, and my wife, she's a university student.
Okay.
Her university is 3 hours drive from where we live.
Boom.
We have a 21-month-old boy, and currently he's living with me. And my question to you is, I'm worried about, she's visiting during the weekend, so she's coming Friday. And leaving Sunday.
Right.
We found that recently, for the last couple of months, when she's in, especially, he became a little bit more angry and not behaving well.
Yeah.
While he's more calmer when we are alone. Of course, he's in the daycare. Pardon me. Of course, he's in the daycare during the day, and we have a babysitter coming helping me during the night. So I guess my question is, there are two questions. One, do you think there is a long-term effect on him because of the situation? And second, how we can control his behavior when he's angry? The third one probably is, we think that he's a little bit late with his talk. I mean, he's not talked that much, but he's active and he has a friend at the daycare and all this stuff.
Okay. But all right. Is the friend at daycare older or younger than he is?
No, they are the same age. I'm probably a few months older.
Okay.
I mean, there is no issue. I mean, from...
There's no issue. Oops. I think that line just dropped. Allie, you're going to have to call me back. Let's see if I can... Well, I'll start answering your questions, and hopefully you can hear as well as calling me back. All right, first of all, because one of the questions I wanted to ask you is how much longer your wife is going to be in school. But let me give you an overview, and hopefully you'll call back. First of all, that regardless of what the child care arrangements would be, when a kid is 21 months old, he's nearly 2 years old. And two-year-olds start acting out anyway. So it's a little hard to tell. He has a lot going on for a young child. He's got a mom that he sees occasionally. He's got a dad who works. And then he's got various other people in his life. And on some level, that's a positive thing because he's learning that there are lots of people in the world who love him and will help take care of him. On the other hand, it's a lot for a kid to process. And so, but his being angry is certainly not a particularly unusual thing either for his situation or for the fact that he's two. All right, can you go ahead and put Ollie on the air for me? There we go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So what I was saying, Ollie, is that your kid is just about two, and this would have that some of that acting out would happen regardless of what the child care arrangements were. So he's got a lot going on for a young child, and that he's got at least four people who are involved in his caring. How much longer is your wife going to be at school?
Next year, April.
So another year or so?
Yeah.
Is there any way that she could, the two of you live that she lives an hour and a half from school and you live an hour and a half from where you work? Does that make any more sense than, so the two of you are at least living together and taking care of the child together?
Well, we tried to sort out that, but didn't work that much. Good. At her school, I need to be early at my work, and
yeah. Well, I mean,
she has the summer off, right? About 2 months.
Well, presumably she has more than 2 months, but hopefully she has closer to four. But, yeah, look, in terms of long-term effect, it's a little hard to tell. I mean, it does sound that there are, the good news is that there are at least four people in your son's life that care about him and love him. And, again, if the roles were reversed, if let's say your wife was in the military, that she would be away probably even more. So, I mean, if it's what the two of you have decided is necessary to do, I mean, I'm sure you're not crazy about it, and I'm not crazy about it either, but it does sound like she does spend time with the child. As I said, the acting out, what does he do? He just has temper tantrums?
Yeah, I mean, like an anger type of thing.
Yeah. Well, but understand, that's why they call it the terrible twos, is that your child goes from being a charming little cherub and really cute to stamping his foot and saying mine and saying no. And the way that you deal with a temper tantrum, you should just walk away from it, because trying to soothe him will just make him angrier, and rewarding him will give him the message that says, if I'm acting like a stinker, I'll get more what I want. So you just walk away from him. And that doesn't mean that you leave him in the middle of a parking lot someplace, but that nobody wants your kid at that moment anyway, but that it just means that you sort of don't give in to what he's doing and let him bring himself under control, and while at the same time giving him very clear clues about how to get attention from you and how to have what he wants, but not during the middle of a temper tantrum. You have to do that. So you have to ignore the temper tantrum and give him very positive messages about how to get what he wants when he's not having a temper tantrum, like gold stars or an extra story, whatever. Let's see, what was the other question? So that's the anger. Do I think there's going to be long-term effects? A little hard to tell, but, I mean, if that's what it is, that's what it is. In terms of not talking, that just make sure that when he points, that instead of giving him what he wants, you ask him what the word is, and you don't give him what he wants until he says the word. And where he's got so many different people in his life, he may get away with it more easily than he would if there was just one. He's a little late for talking, but have you had his hearing checked to make sure he can hear okay?
He's talking words, I mean, but it's not like a full sentence or something like that. I mean,
well, he's still pretty young, and he's got a lot of different, he's got at least four different adults in his life. But, and exactly, grandparents and whatever. So he probably doesn't talk, but instead of interpreting for him, if he says milk, say, could I please have some milk? And it's a little more tedious for you, and he's going to not be very happy about it, because he's learned that if he just points or says milk, that you give him milk. But you can help him with it. It also may be when he's around other kids, he'll talk more, believe it or not. That this is a way of getting adults to deal, you know, it's a way of controlling adults, which is, of course, part of what kids do. But, does he talk to his mom? Do you guys Skype and stuff like that?
Well, he's talking to his mom by phone daily, but the problem is that, again, he's listening a lot and having few words with her. In fact, he's talking his own language. I don't know what language he's talking, but a lot of blah, blah, blah. I don't know what
that. Well, I mean, so he's making noise, so it's done. I mean, I would try. It may not be as obvious to him that it's mom. If you can Skype, I would do it. Just because it puts a picture in his mom's face and it seems more real time. And kids are so used to television. Kids quite often will talk to the television because they don't differentiate between a real person and somebody on television. So I might try Skyping with mom. I think that's a way of keeping her more involved in his life, of maybe helping him with the talking. But, I mean, it just sounds like he's gotten away with not having to talk very much because everybody interprets for him. So stop interpreting for him. Ask him to give you more. Sure.
One of his bad behaviors when she's around and he's eating, he either take his plate and put it in his head, or just threw it on the ground, or the, you know, the kitchen.
Well, what you do when that happens is you clean him up, take the food away from him, get him out of his high chair, and there's no more food.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, this is not unusual behavior. It's just that he begins testing it out, and where he's got so many adults that he can try it out on, the other thing to see if you can do is to try and be as consistent as possible with all the caregivers, so that they know that if he turns his plate upside down, that you don't yell at him, you clean him up, take him out of the high chair, and there's no more food till the next meal. And hunger is a pretty good motivator. If he's hungry, he'll eat. believe, and temper tantrums are just not encouraged at all. All right, and you've explained to him when he eats his dinner that he gets a gold star. If there are any more questions, hang on for me. If not, we'll deal with Stacy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-99-37569. Stacy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Stacy, are you there?
Hello?
There you go. Hi, Stacy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How am I going to help you?
I've been in a relationship with a guy for about a year and a half now.
Okay.
We're both in our 50s.
Okay.
Throughout this relationship, he's got an ex that likes to text and call him and bother him about things.
How long was he married to her?
No.
Okay. How long were they together?
About 6 years.
And how long were they apart when you met?
4.
Okay, so a long time. Did they have kids together?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, well, she would call at odd hours and text at all odd hours, and I would get upset and bothered by it, and he would read me the text, and I got to a point where I was getting very upset about it, and he would stop telling me about them.
Yeah.
So started snooping on his cell phone to see what was going on. Like she's inviting him over and stuff like that, and she knows that he's in a relationship, and she'll text and cut me up and stuff like that. And he doesn't answer her unless it's something like really important. Like there's some personal papers she had of his and he wanted to get them, but that was it. So it made me very insecure and led me to snoop in his phone. And then about 6 weeks ago, a text came in and he was asleep, and I assumed it was her because the only other one that person I know that text him. So I read the text, but it was from somebody else, and it was another woman, and it was like the text wasn't anything personal, but when I questioned him about it, he got upset that I went into his phone.
Yeah.
And heard it.
Wouldn't you be upset if he went into yours?
Not really. I don't have any to hide.
Well, but it's not even that. I mean, that there wasn't anything to hide there either. But I mean, if he read your mail, wouldn't that bother you?
Not really, because
It's not about anything to hide. It's boundaries. It's sort of understanding that people have a right to be private. And obviously there's nothing in the text that he's particularly upset about because he reads them to you. Honey, I think tell me what your question is.
I'm scared. I don't know what's going on in this relationship.
Well, let's look at that, because I think that's the issue. Why do you feel, do you think he doesn't love you?
No, I do believe he loves me.
So what difference does it make if an ex texts him or someone else texts him? And there's always going to be somebody who either innocently or not so innocently. I mean, texting is kind of, it's neither here nor there. Why is it that, do you trust this dude or not?
I did, but I'm having doubts now.
What caused you to doubt him?
Well, that there was this other person he's been texting, and I didn't know anything about this.
Well, but so what? I mean, does he know every one of your friends?
No.
Okay. So why should you know every one of his friends?
I don't know.
My dear, it sounds to me that you are very close to blowing a perfectly good relationship because you're feeling insecure.
Uh-huh.
What makes you, you're telling me you trust him. You're telling me that you know that he loves you. So who cares if Angelina Jolie texts him? Either you trust him or you don't.
I'm scared he's going to go back to. He's going to go to somebody else. I don't know.
Did you were you married before?
Yes.
Did your husband cheat on you?
Yes.
Did you not know about it? Is that part of what's fueling this?
Maybe.
Listen. you need to do a couple things. First of all, you need to take a deep breath and look at this, the man that you're with, and decide that either you trust him or you don't. And I'm not telling you that you should trust him or not. I don't know him. But has he ever given you any reason to doubt him? Is there any indication that he is interested in anybody else? I mean, look, he was with his ex before he was with you. If he wanted to be with her, presumably he could be. He's shown you the texts. I think that you either have to decide to either trust this man or you don't. And you also have to decide. Here's this kind of subtext. You know, at some point in our lives, we probably all have to decide whether we're willing to be a fool and trust somebody or blow a relationship and not trust them. And sometimes it gets that basic. It's that fundamental. That which are we willing to do? Are we willing to be foolish with the idea that maybe someone's not doing something that they should be, or willing to accuse them of it and lose them even though they weren't? And I think the world really quickly gets into one of those two categories. It sounds to me that your predisposition, because of your previous experience, is to distrust.
Yeah.
That's a therapeutic issue. You cannot, that either you should never be with another man as long as you live, because you don't trust any of them. And why would you want to be in a relationship with somebody that's going to break your heart? And even if he's not breaking your heart now, you're assuming that sooner or later he's going to. Which means, and I'm not being facetious with you, that you're better off alone. Because who needs to go through that grief on a day-to-day basis in a relationship that's supposed to be a comfort? If you trust this man, if you love this man, find a therapist. Do some work about the first relationship and understand the difference between the guy, your husband who cheated on you, and your friend who it sounds like is not. Because otherwise, pardon me?
It's okay for him to be texting other women?
It's okay. I mean, if that woman is a friend. Look, either trust him or you don't. Yes. Do I think it's okay for men and women to be friends? I do. But it's not even what I believe or not believe. I'm clearly falling into the first category. I'd rather be a fool than distrust somebody. But, my dear, at this moment, I mean, you read the text. The text didn't say anything. And people tend to text in the middle of the night. They tend to text, you know, when they get up to pee. They tend to text because it's not as nearly as disruptive as a phone call. It's shorter than an email. It doesn't, I mean, I don't even know if it's easier to trace or not trace. I'm not that much of an electronic nerd. But either you trust him or you don't trust him. If you do trust him, then find a therapist and do some work so you can make this relationship happy and healthy. If you don't trust him, then dump him and do some work with therapy so you don't go into every relationship assuming it's going to be only a matter of time until he cheats. If you need to talk with me more, stay on the line. Sonia, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. Stacy, what else can I help you with here, kiddo?
Am I going to be on the radio again?
If you wanted to be.
No, I don't want to. I just want to talk to her without being on the radio.
You can't do that.
Oh.
You can't do that. No, I mean, if everybody could talk to me off the air, they would. So, it's on the air. But you don't have to talk to me if you don't want to.
No, I don't want to anymore.
Okay. Well, understand, if you change your mind, you know where to find me.
Okay.
Okay. Good luck, Stacy. 855-99-DR-JOY. Sonia, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Dr. Joy, I have been a huge fan, and I just adore you. I have my husband saying stupid and cheerful all the time. So I just wanted to tell you that I'm a huge fan and very excited but nervous to talk to you. So.
Well, thanks. How about a happy cookie?
My question is, I'm trying to figure out the best way to communicate to my dad that he needs help with my mother, who has she was diagnosed with onset of dementia about 8 years ago.
Okay.
And it's by this point Alzheimer's, and it's getting worse and worse, and he's trying to take care of her by herself or by himself.
Okay. How old's dad?
He's only 69. My mother is 65. She was diagnosed at 58.
Jeez, that's early.
Yeah, heartbreaking.
What? Yes, truly. What does he do for her? I mean, does she recognize him?
Everything.
Okay.
Yes, she does recognize him, but he helps her go to the bathroom. He helps her get dressed. He makes all the food. He does all the laundry. Everything.
It, presumably he's not working at this moment outside the home. He's retired.
He retired early. He was a teacher for about 43 years.
Okay.
Would still be teaching if it was up to him. He just couldn't do it anymore because of her.
When you look at him, where do you see the stress? I mean, is he not eating? Is he not sleeping? Is he losing weight? Is he putting on a lot of weight?
I would say just, if it makes any sense, we've, as in me and my siblings and his siblings, have noticed he's aging quite a bit. And I would say the biggest stress on him, or signs we've noticed, is he started growing impatient with her, and her in turn with him. If she doesn't, she's still at the stage where she will understand that she should know something, and then gets upset when she doesn't.
Yeah.
And then he gets upset with her and or impatient.
Okay.
So we're trying to communicate to him that he either needs, a nurse to come in a couple, hours a day just so he can go to the grocery store, stuff like that.
Is he willing to do that or not?
He's very closed off about the whole topic. He won't really even share. She goes to Mayo Clinic in Rochester. We live in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And so, she has fabulous doctors. We feel she's in good hands. But he'll kind of tell us after the fact as far as, and it's always in an email. He never wants to talk about it out loud.
Yeah.
And, the doctor visit, but he won't tell us when they are. He won't really give us much detail. He's not forthcoming.
My guess is he's probably always been a control freak, and this is just bringing out whatever those characteristics were before. He also probably feels a certain amount of responsibility tinged with guilt, which is kind of a fairly unpalatable combination. What I would do at this moment, I think there would do three things. Number one, I would just say to him, Dad, can we try as a trial situation for the next 2 weeks that somebody will come in from noon to 3 and make you guys both lunch, and then you'll have till 3 o'clock in the afternoon to take a shower, to go bowl, to whatever, and just see what happens. I think if you do it on a, or maybe we can try it every other day and just see what you feel about it, and you can decide whether you'd like to have a male or a female. Email, you can help pick the person, and let's just try it. And I don't know whether finances are an issue. Are they an issue or not?
They're not. Thankfully, they're not.
Good. Well, I just said let's try it for. Or do you live close? Do you live close to your dad and your mom?
Within 2 hours. It's not relatively close, no.
No, it's not. Because what I was hoping you could say is that it would be really nice. Paddington Bear opens this week. It would be really nice if you could take the kids and, I'll get somebody in, and I'll interview them if you like, and I'll be in with somebody that can be around mom. I think let's try it for a couple of weeks is a much better approach than you need some help. Because he's not going to buy it, you need some help. So let's try it for a couple of weeks. If you have somebody, for example, if you have, I convinced my mom to do this. by saying that this person is trying to put, you know, a kid through school and they could really use the extra money. So instead of saying to my mom, "Mom, look, you need somebody in here," which was never going to fly, that she views someone coming in as her being helpful to somebody else. And that's a whole different ballgame.
Like teacher mentality.
Exactly.
Like
exactly. That this is somebody who needs the extra money so they can send their kids to private school or to college or whatever. So that's number one.
Sure.
Number two, don't overlook the doctors as a resource of saying, you know, look, it's really going to be helpful for her to have another person around. And number three, I think the approach to him is going to be, there's one more I wanted to add as well, is, "Dad, if you get sick, there's no one to take care of Mom. And so you burning the candle at both ends, doing all this, you're doing a great job. Mom loves you. We're not talking about farming Mom out. We're just talking about somebody coming in to give you a little respite, because we know statistically that can prolong your ability to take care of Mom at home and to be healthy, of just having some respite." I think I was just trying to remember what exactly the fourth thing. Oh, I know the fourth thing is, "Dad, let's talk about," but I think the fourth thing I would do as a last resort of, "Let's talk about when, you know, what the cutoff point is for you being able to do this for yourself, to help her, either that she starts wandering around at night or, and being able to talk about when she doesn't recognize you anymore." And that's probably in his mind what he's thinking is, when she doesn't know it's me anymore, then it won't make any difference.
We've noticed in the last couple months, for example, her mother died. She had no emotion at the funeral. She was very close with her before. No emotion at the funeral, and at the funeral we found her at a hotel and various places starting to wander and whatnot. She's starting to get into that phase.
Well, and one of the things that you mentioned with that sort of transition phase where she's aware that of what she's not aware of, both good news and bad news, it doesn't last for very long, that she will sort of transition into the one where it's not particularly bothersome, and that'll help both of them a little bit. I mean, it makes her less responsive, but also makes her less angry and less frightened. So
okay.
All right.
One coupling issue with this too is, since she is kind of in this quote unquote in between stage, she does not want to be away from my father at all.
Yep.
I mean, if he goes to the gas station, she's wondering where he is.
Yeah.
Where's John?
Yeah. Well, and I would point out to your dad that to keep her calm, to have somebody there who's with her when your dad is there as well. So that person kind of is a transition person for her. So there's someone for her to talk to. What she doesn't want to be is alone, because she doesn't trust herself. So, and I would point that out to dad of, "Dad, you're doing her a favor in that if you have someone to transition for her so she's not alone, she will not only be less dependent on you, she will be less worried that you're going to leave her." Because there's another resource there. Okay.
True.
So the point with dad is to help him understand that this isn't exclusively for him, but this is for her as well. That it prolongs his ability to take care of her. It gives her more peace of mind because there's somebody else around. And then talking about the icky stuff of, what are the landmarks? You know, where's the cutoff point? Where's not gonna, and I'm sure it's when he feels she doesn't recognize him anymore, that then it won't make any difference who takes care of her. But until that point, he's old fashioned guy of, better for worse, richer for poorer. I'm gonna stay the course.
Yes, very, very much so. Yeah, very much so.
What was your other question?
My last part is, how's the best way myself and my siblings can deal with this?
Well, dealing with what? Losing Mom or Dad?
Yes, with Mom.
Well, spend as much time with her as you can. Have her. She'll remember things from her childhood much more than yesterday. Make audio and video tapes so you have Mom, and it will be a comfort for her as well. She'll remember things that when she was three, she won't remember things 3 minutes ago. But I'd spend time with her and have her do tapes. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am indeed here to help. 855-993-7569. Karen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. How may I help you, Karen?
I have a bit of a situation I kind of need some advice on.
Okay.
I have a 28-year-old son who got involved with a 31-year-old woman.
Okay.
They got involved, and then he found out she's married.
Oops.
Yeah. And she became pregnant.
By whom?
We don't know. That's the situation is we don't know, and she refuses to let us have a test done. The baby is almost a year old. They've been seeing each other for 2 years. They still continue in this stupid relationship with her living with her husband and him thinking it's his kid, and my son still seeing this woman every day. And
do they work together?
No.
He's dating a married woman with a child that may or may not be his.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have very good taste in women, does he? Okay.
Well, yeah.
So what's the question to me?
I don't know how to deal with it. Like.
What is he? Does he bring her over to your house?
Yeah, she comes to the house. Mostly he goes to their house. When the husband goes to work, my son's always over there.
Does your son not have a job?
Yeah. Well, there are times when he's on shift work, then it works out. They don't get to see each other that much during those 2 weeks, that time frame. The thing about it is the guy has to know that there's this issue, and they hang out as friends.
So he hangs out with the husband as well?
Yeah, and the husband's been told, you know, so-and-so is sleeping with your wife. He's been told his face.
Who told him that?
Friends as kids.
That's not a friend, but nevertheless, okay.
Yeah. And so he has to have some idea of what's going on. And we live in a small town where my son's friends know that it's his kid because it looks just like my son. You know, I compare every picture, and she has me involved, and, you know, she's sending me pictures and videos, and I go visit the baby and everything like that, but how do we get this to come out without everybody getting hurt and devastated?
Well, first of all, I think you need to get out of this. Whether this kid is, I mean, because you're essentially giving them legitimacy, which is not a very wise thing to do. So I think what you have to say is, if this is my grandchild, then I want DNA. I'm certainly willing to support this child, but I'm not willing, because, look, as far as the law is concerned, your son has no standing here. You have no standing here. That child, she's a married woman, and the law will make the assumption that that child is the product of the marriage.
I have proof.
What proof do you have?
I have a letter written from her saying that, in a conversation, saying to my son about their baby, about their
No,
angel.
That means nothing. Means nothing. No DNA, no nothing. And you're making the assumption that she's only had sex with two people, with her husband and with your son. And who knows? That you have no claim to that child. Your son has no claim to that child. And what he needs to do, if he wants ever to have any claim to that child, you're going to have DNA testing done.
Yeah.
She's obviously not willing to do it at this moment. She's having a great time.
Yeah.
She's an idiot. And if nothing else, I mean, is this really the person that he wants to be with the rest of his life, independent of the child?
That's what I try to tell him.
Well, but you're also treating this child like it's your grandson. And the child, have no relationship with that kid at this moment.
I'm trying to be supportive of my son because he's
No, there should be no supportive. If he has any brains about this, what he has to do is walk away from her because and force her hand.
That's the whole thing.
Well,
he's afraid not to see this baby again.
He has no claim to that child whatsoever. Listen, you can only do what you're going to do. He's an adult. He's making a dreadful mistake. The only shot he's ever got at finding out whether or not he's really the biological father is to walk away from her. She's not going to do it at this moment because she's got both men on a string, and as long as she doesn't do it DNA, she can convince both of them that they're the father. You have to get out of this. That child is not your grandchild in any meaningful way at this moment. And as far as I'm concerned, you can certainly be friends to the family, but you can't treat that child as your grandson because who knows whether he is or not, and in any kind of sense other than perhaps genetic, which you don't know, that child, you have no claim to that child. You're going to fall in love with a child. Your son's going to fall in love with a child that he has no access to.
Yeah.
And, I mean, at best, he's the product of an adulterous relationship, which in some states wouldn't even be recognized. That both of you should walk away from the situation.
It's actually a little girl.
All right, a little girl.
Yeah.
But it really doesn't change anything.
I know. It's just, yeah.
I mean, look, everybody loves babies. Babies are easy to fall in love with.
I try talking to my son, and it's like...
Well, you can't talk to your son, because he, at this moment... he's having sex without any responsibility whatsoever, which we already know he had, because he had sex without a condom. But you're giving them legitimacy by pretending you're the grandmother. You are not. That either she's going to walk away from that marriage or not. And my guess is she will not until at some point he decides he's fed up with it. And then she is either going to throw in his face that that's not the child. And then maybe your son she will come and find him. Although there's no guarantee that your son's the child's father either.
Yeah.
I mean, but trying to convince him, you're giving him a mixed message by visiting that child and accepting videos and pictures. You have to walk away from it. Plus, what's going to happen with the child? I mean, has anybody thought about a one-year-old doesn't know squat? A three-year-old knows a lot.
Yeah.
This woman is an irresponsible idiot. She is. But your son had unprotected sex. So he's not exactly going to win the smart person of the year award.
She was, you know, on birth control. But
don't give me that kind of crap.
Well,
we don't assume that.
You know,
No. If you're having, first of all, she's an irresponsible idiot. She is a married woman who's having sex with somebody else who won't even admit. She won't even get a DNA test to find out whose kid this really is. She's driving both men crazy. My guess is there's at least one or two other guys that she's got on the stream someplace.
If the husband has clued into anything.
We don't care about the husband. The husband is not your business.
Yeah. I'd love to feel bad for the guy.
He's an idiot, but you're going to feel bad for somebody. He has a brand new baby that he thinks is his. He has a wife that's a trollop. Your son has got nothing.
Do I try to talk to my son, or do I just...
You've already tried. He's not going to do anything. But you have to stop your part of it, which is pretending that this kid is your grandson or granddaughter. She's not. You have no claim to that child whatsoever. And you're asking for trouble. You're telling him to walk away, and you're not walking away. You're pretending
I'm not telling my son to walk away. I'm trying to get him to push for this DNA test.
No, she's not going to do it. He should walk away. The only shot he's got is walking away. Listen, you have to stop viewing that kid as yours. She's not. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendo.